Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, and to the shores beyond the shores. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour is an alternative media host from Toronto, Hugh Riley, who is the owner-operator of that channel in Toronto, and my home for many years doing alternative media in the past. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going deep inside the matrix of evil, the minds of the enemies, foreign and domestic, trying to tear apart the United States of America in a well-orchestrated and planned regime change. We look at Power Hour as the hope for your liberation and hope you turn in and share the message with as many people as you can to get the word out. Power Hour is the Paul Revere of the modern era. If you listened to the show yesterday with James and Jim Fetzer, it was a masterpiece of information, accurate history, and the manipulation of facts by the enemies, foreign and domestic, to usurp we the people and turn them into bondage. That's why we need a Paul Revere, and it's something you have to join in that posse. It's not just one, two, three, or a small number of people. It has to be thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions to affect the appropriate change that we need. I was very, very interested in James at the beginning when he started talking about Siemens. I did a show quite some time ago at that channel called Siemens Says, Corporate Colonization of the Planet Earth. That's on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. They've been at it a long time. You go in the video section, search Siemens, and that should probably be the only result coming back. All these corporate entities are working overtime to enslave us, and people just don't seem to catch on. But when you take things and you use Plato's laws of logic, which have never been repealed, by the way, and find inconsistencies in these stories. You don't have to find every inconsistency, but once you start to find one, two, three, four, five, six, the narrative that they're peddling is 100% horse plot. We have a long history here. Joyce was here before us. She said some very interesting things that I heard Daniel repeat once, and I played it back over and over and over again, several times, so that I could get it right, exactly the way she said it. And she said, let's not spin the twine that turns into the rope and the knot around the noose on ourselves. When we look at what has transpired in the last couple of weeks, are we not spinning the twine that turns into the rope and the knot of the noose that we're putting around the neck of the Republic? Are we not? Yes, we are. So it's time we untie those knots, cut those ropes, and free ourselves. Bob Marley said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. That is very, very true. And then the great philosopher, American philosopher Gil Scott Heron, said the revolution will not be televised. Look up Gil Scott Heron and those words. They use them in the intro for the TV show Homeland. That's where I first heard it. And I just go, that's good. I want to look that up. And then when I learned about many of the other words that he had to say, you know, I look at him as a grand American prophet. And when we see what's going on in the streets, taking this as our basis, we know it's not the revolution because it's being televised. What Gil Scott Heron means is the revolution will be in your mind, between your ears. You will, as they say in Christianity many times, see the light of the truth, and free yourself from bondage, from being used and entrapped in a paradigm that spins that noose on you. Very, very important. I'd like to add a couple of things about the 7-7 bombers, too. I did a lot of research on that and a lot of shows on it back in the day. And there's a lot of things that are presented in the photos that people miss because you accept the narrative and you don't look at what you see. Jesus said that. I give them eyes and they will not see. It's not that you can't, it's you refuse to. I give them ears, but they will not hear. It's not that you can't, you refuse to. And many people, when they're presented with the truth that sets them free, cannot see and cannot hear, but they know everything. And they look down upon you because you can see and you can hear. There's something wrong with that picture. You need to adjust the TV set a little. But there's a van beside the bus on 7-7. It's a white van. It had lettering on it. And even though that picture was presented from many different angles and sent around the world and seen by probably hundreds of millions, if not more, people, I always amaze myself that I'm one of the few, maybe the only, that looked up the name of the company on the van. It was called Kingstar. Kingstar Demolitions. Specialists in robotics and demolition. Now, when you're beside a bus that just blew up, that's probably rather significant. In fact, it's probably one of the most significant things. But it's cast aside. The picture of the bombers going into the tube, at that time I was around a fellow who was a special effects man for movies. And he took me up to his condo and showed me his super duper editing facilities. And he took apart that picture frame by frame, piece by piece, megapixel by megapixel, down to its base state. It was created. It's a created picture. The bomber at the background is standing beside a steel fence with three steel rails. If you look at it closely, you'll see at around the hips, one of those bars is in front of his waist. Higher up, behind the chest, one of those bars goes through it's at his back, it's behind him. And the one that's by the top seems to go in one ear and come out the other ear. That's rather significant because you can't stand in front of, behind, and through a three-rail fence all at the same time. It's rather difficult. And at the crown, around the head, you can see where they mix pictures of different megapixels. He also told me the man at the side that's closest to the street walking by the curb is not even there. He's all drawn in. But your mind fills in the blanks when you see a picture and it's not complete. It makes it easier for the special effects people. They don't have to be 100% accurate because you'll do the rest. And we've done the rest. And we spun that twine, made that rope, and put it around the necks of our freedom. It's very, very important. He also had the technical abilities, and a fellow who lived in London for some period of time, that he said, there's a payphone there. Those payphones have a digital device there that shows you, you know, the date and time. So he said, you know, he had the skills, but he wouldn't do it because it would probably be the death of his career if he ever exposed these great truths, that you could see the date and time on the phone and compare it to the date and time they're showing us. But there may be someone in this audience who has those skills and still can add pieces to this puzzle. The primary target in that, and when you have an assassination, a terrorism attack, mass murder, mass disaster, frequently when you look at it, there's someone that is the intended target. And they do it in a mass casualty event to muddy the waters so you can't find the specific person. Because if you knew the specific person, you could form the motive, intent on why they did that and narrow the band of suspects about who did that. So usually what they do is have the useful idiot, the convenient patsy, to be there. And these boys were the convenient patsies. They were hired by the British government as a summer job program to test the security on the subway and other critical infrastructure in the greater London area. They were very proud of themselves. What I found in my research is one of them was even invited to the minister's office, and he was taken home for supper. That's rather significant, too, considering the narrative says he's a terrorist. And James added that, or pardon me, Jim added that they were executed before the completion of the narrative and taken out completely. That's very important as well, because the guy on the bus was taken out as well. The last person to get off the bus, I heard his statements in the media. The man was, he was on the top. It's an open air bus. He was very nervous, kept opening the bag and kept using his phone because he's probably trying to call the other guys because they're supposed to be testing the security by taking fake devices on mass transit. And when he opened his bag, he noticed it was the real deal. And that scared him terribly. So he was going to try to warn his colleagues that this is no joke. We got real bombs. Then the white van pulls up alongside of the bus. He would see it because he's on the top of the double-decker. He looks, he sees it. This is a family show, but he screamed loud, very loud. And the man who got off the bus heard him. And he said, "Oh, horse manure." Boom. The bus blows up. He's killed. The man on the bus with him, because no, I looked into all the victims and what possible motives anyone could have for killing them. One of them was a top CIA operative, Giles Hart. Giles Hart was used as a conduit to funnel CIA money to, through the Vatican to the Solidarity Trade Union. And he was heavily decorated by the Polish government. That changes the narrative a little bit, along with these other things. So it's very, very important for you to get the bigger picture. They also mentioned about Biden and his physical condition, which is deplorable. And it reminds me of an old Star Trek episode. Like the first generation Star Treks seem to have a great deal of reality to the world. That one was called Patterns of Force. That's the one where Nazis rule a planet. And the Führer is just like a tranquilized person behind a glass with microphones in him. Tape-recorded messages are played, and no one sees him speak. He doesn't visit anyone, see anyone. And Biden progressing downward in his health makes me seem that he could be put in a position like that in the not-too-distant future, where he's behind the glass with microphones in front of him. Words come out of his alleged mouth that aren't even his because he's not even aware of his circumstances in any way, shape, or form. And another one I mentioned before was the one about the gunfight at the OK Corral that they did. And that was a great one, too, because you're in an artificial intelligence, artificial reality world where you think it's real. And when you react to the circumstances, which were like the bad guys firing the guns at you, you get shot and you die because you believe it. So what Spock did is the Vulcan mind meld on them to convince them the bullets are not real. And when you really believe that, they couldn't hurt you. And they just passed through their bodies and went into a fence and wood behind them, and nothing happened. So I think that one was called Spectre of the Gun. And this is very similar to what's happening with the coronavirus. The virus is not real. It's only the artificial reality, artificial intelligence of the world around us that is convincing us it's real, so that we react to it, to our demise. And that's very, very important. I am convinced it's not real. I'm exposed to people and things all the time. So because I know it's unreal and I'm thoroughly, thoroughly convinced, it's not going to take me down. But if you believe it and you're panicking and you're in fear and you do a lot of the things they tell you to do, guess what? You'll get something, because your immune system's weaker, and you will die. There's a big push to take down statues from the mobs that have been created. One that kind of fries me a little bit is the one in Britain, maybe in other places too, of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill was probably the most fundamental figure in the World War II era that prevented us from being part of the greater Nazi Reich. We would all be speaking German, doing this today, and probably greeting each other with those two funny words when your arm goes up, if it wasn't for Winston Churchill. He was probably one of the greatest master strategists of all time. And if it wasn't for him, I don't think we would have won in any way, shape, or form. And his aide-de-camp, second-hand man, was FDR. He was a brilliant strategist as well. And I think they both knew the power of the evil before them. And where did that evil come from? It was Wall Street that put Hitler in power. Very rich, influential British businessmen. Just like today, there's a group going around that many rich, influential people and companies contribute to destabilize the world. And part of the reason they do it is for their own profit. The businessmen in those days wanted Hitler to invade Russia to get the nationalized oil wells back for what were termed the Seven Sisters. That was the fundamental reason for the war. The rest is just made up narrative. A fellow named Detterding from Royal Dutch Shell was one of the big contributors. That's the nature of the beast. I was working with a very, very brilliant young man on the weekend. He was providing extra security. And, you know, it's very rare I can run into somebody I can have a really good conversation with. So this fellow was Jamaican. He was in the military, and he was in military intelligence. We're on the same page from the get-go. We had hours and hours of conversation about all kinds of things, these things, other things. There was a few things he told me I didn't know, and a few things I told him he didn't know. It was a brilliant, brilliant, beautiful day with that. So one of the things he asked me was, what's the biggest intelligence agency in the world? So I paused for a minute, because I'm thinking of the traditional alphabet soup companies. So I guessed wrong. His answer was very, very clear, very, very succinct, and the basis of trouble we're in today. It's the media. They're the biggest intelligence agency in the world. And they provide you with all this plop that is supposed to be reality, that we react to and turn against each other. A lot of the information that came out, I was interviewed on that channel Friday night before the Black Lives Matter march, which didn't turn into much, probably for obvious reasons. Hugh Riley from that channel saw a whole bunch of Americans come to Toronto. They were in the liquor store. And he's just like, I thought the border was closed. He calls me, I thought the border was closed. There's a whole pile of Americans here. How did they get here? And I said, well, it's very obvious how they got here. They're here as official agents of the Canadian government. Someone very high up had to give a stand-down order to let them across. And, of course, they weren't in their 14-day quarantine. And what were they here for? To stir the pot. And I'm sure the Toronto police were probably on top of that, too, and maybe did some preventive action, because immediately after all this was over on Monday, the chief of police resigned, which was very, very strange. The protest was so quiet, I was in a building, I couldn't even hear it go by. I've heard, you know, millions of protests, you know, Frosh Week from the U of T when students meet, you know, March for Jesus things, and everybody makes noise, you hear it. It was the only one I never heard. It was that subdued. Not that there weren't agent provocateurs around and loose, but it was very subdued. And that's the way you defend your town a lot, is you see something, you do something about it to make sure that you're not going to be taken apart. And somehow, all those guests were welcomed on BLM's Facebook page, which the Toronto police would probably be monitoring very closely. And maybe they took some actions too, and maybe the chief of police was told to retire, which would be a shame. The whole concept of gun control is obvious to most people who would listen to this station, is we're being enslaved. End of story. There's no room for doubt there. They want a helpless, meek population I did a thing a couple of years ago where I just said, gun owners are enemy combatants. That's the way we're being treated. We don't know it. We don't believe it. We don't understand it because it's beyond our capacity. But there is a force that's looking at us and treating us exactly the same way you would treat an enemy combatant in a hostile territory. The Canadian government is no different, doing it to us, the American government to you. And now the cat's out of the bag. They want to disarm and disband organized law enforcement. There's lots of room for improvement. I've been on that for years and years and years to say to get away from the police officer concept and go back to the peace officer concept, where we keep the peace. We don't necessarily have to round everybody up, fine them, charge them, put them in jail. It's just to get them to stop actions, correct their behavior so they don't do it again, and everybody moves on. And sometimes that just involves taking somebody home as opposed to the clink. And it's a much better world that way. That was the whole basis of British police long before 9/11, the London Bobbies. I was trained by one a long, long time ago. So I look at that as the standard of conduct. You come up to a bad situation and I can still hear his voice all the time. Now, what's going on here then? Not beat them into the ground, stop, point guns at you or that. They didn't even have guns. Much better way. Here in Canada, their gun control things come up. We never had a chance to talk about that, but I wrote a piece, and my good colleague in the States, Jack Mullen, really loved it. So the first paragraph goes like this. In the classic example of the Star Chamber, the RCMP have listed further firearms as banned after reviews in their cloistered covens of official secrecy. Neither the government nor the politicians are informed of the particular arms that are now prohibited. The list is secret. What were once openly purchasable and legal are now not. Whatever looks bad to the cadre of bureaucrats is illegal. You should know their hatreds and prejudices as they stirred a pot of injustice, stating double, double, toil and trouble, burn and cauldron bubble, fillet of gun owner in the cauldron, boil and bake. See you on the side of the break.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour is an alternative media host of great repute, Hugh Riley from Toronto, and we'll get into some of the things on how he formed his media mini-empire and how influential and effective it is to change away from the narrative of the large corporations. I've said many, many times, you know, that we've been captured. We really have. And there is a force that is taking over the world. I call it the war of the multiverse. It's biblical in nature, and a lot of people don't talk about biblical things for some reason, but we're leaving the era of flesh and blood and entering the era of chips and circuits. We're getting into Antichrist, which is anti-life, and I guess the alteration of our bodies to take the mark of the beast and gain total and complete control of us, and for those that are unwilling to be eliminated from the body politic. That seems to be the course. And it seems to be very obvious when I look at what's happening, that it's not just anymore a left-right good-bad or anything like that. The whole human species are being incarcerated. And we're in a stepping process where first they pick on probably the most vulnerable, we the people, to disarm us and make us helpless. Now they want to work on the control mechanisms of the state, the police, to disarm them and make them helpless because, whether they believe it or not, they're human too. And the enemy hates us. You see, it was just by luck when I started to hear about some of this stuff. I looked up something about New Zealand and the New Zealand Herald, and there was a sidebar article there about the new police. Because it's always problem, reaction, solution. The Hegelian dialectic. Create a crisis, propose a solution that's already there. They've already implemented the solution there. They started it out. There's a new cop in town. Her name is Ella. Ella is an artificial intelligence robot made from the amalgamation of 26 different people and personas to be the most neutered type of presence at this time, to be the greeter and facilitator at police headquarters. They're taking away human beings and putting like boxes outside, like you pay for parking or something like that. where you interact with the police online and everything's computer and there's no people left anymore. In time, Ella will be elevated and reproduced into many different Ellas and put in police stations all over New Zealand. So in time, the police who picked up the guns from the people in New Zealand will have Ella and her cohorts picking up the police guns and taking them away, because we're all going to the same gulag. If you're carbon-based, God-created life, you're finished. So there's no sense to fight amongst each other. You're just being used to get to that next step. Remember when I played Boris Johnson's UN speech? How your toasters are going to spy on you? How they're going to create Terminator robots? When the gloves come off, when it gets to the end, what do you think are going to be the police? It's not going to be the RoboCop guy. It's going to be more the Terminator robot, because who haven't given up their soul and their bodies to the Antichrist system will be hunted down and eliminated with extreme prejudice by the artificial intelligence beings. One of the big things that's not mentioned about Wuhan and the virus is something I stumbled across too. Wuhan was the 5G city. Yes, indeed. But the lab was an artificial intelligence mecca. Do you understand what that means? Remember when I played the words of Sophia, the little robot? What they asked her, you know, what's your purpose? What are you going to do? Kill all the humans. She wasn't programmed to lie. And then they made it into a joke. So, you know, it's just a joke. That's their intent, to take control of and kill all the humans. We give them license by accepting the technology bait. They're Trojan horses. And whether we take them into our body, our companies, or our world, that is the twine that makes the rope, that makes the noose that you put around your neck. Digital twine. In a small town in Idaho, they had people stand up for their Second Amendment rights. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho stands up. Nobody from Antifa comes in. So they said, no, that one wasn't on our list. Well, I wouldn't want to go there if I was you. Because they had an AR-15 convention, it appears. Everybody in town shows up, armed to the teeth with whatever they can get their hands on. Even one sweet, mature lady outside of a store called Candy's, which looks like a women's dress store, clothing store, with her AK platform. Sweet, sweet woman. Cute gun. I don't think you want to mess with her. So right away, MSM goes wild. And I saw in the British press, they call all these people vigilantes. They're not vigilantes. They're we the people. There's a whole cross-section of everybody in that town, and they're all armed and in the street. So what? In the old days, when organized law enforcement wasn't anything what it's like today, and there was no such thing as 911, and there wasn't even telephones. They were just something really weird. You might maybe only have one in a village. Because the media picks that word vigilante. Yes, but they left out the other words, Citizens Vigilance Committee. So they were citizens. They were we the people, organized in law enforcement. It goes way back to like old England, where there were no police. There was a sheriff and a court system, but it was the people that had to get the body there. And they had a system of arrest called the hue and cry. When you were attacked or some crime happened, you would shout out and call for whoever's around you to join you in the chase to catch the person, to take them to justice. That could almost be like something called a Citizens Vigilance Committee. But we're so far away from our history or any knowledge, we can't figure that out. My only comment, you know, for safe handling of firearms, having worked in armed positions or something like that, a lot of people have their guns pointed to the ground in a ready position. Their fingers aren't on the trigger or anything, but I would probably bet dollars to donuts that they're loaded. So what we were trained to do is, you know, you hold your weapon to the sky with the barrel higher, or the end of the barrel higher than the tallest person there. So if it ever discharged, the bullet's going off into space and not into somebody's body. And I see from everybody there, they got them pointed to the ground at a bit of an angle, but usually they're aimed at the person standing besides them. It's aimed at their foot, which they probably appreciate a lot. So generally when you're hiring or handling loaded weapons, you know, they got to be pointed in a completely safe direction. And, you know, that's just something to think about. You know, probably a rare thing that one of them would have one down the spout and somebody pulls the trigger, but it can happen. Always be careful because they're going to gang up on you like there's no tomorrow if something goes wrong and say, see, disarm the people because they can't handle their weapons. But that's just something, you know, we did as a routine, and I just look at it as, you know, I'd be a little nervous if somebody's got the barrel of an AR-15 pointed at my foot because I kind of like it. It's attached to me, been there a long time. But just something to keep in mind. Always point those barrels in a safe direction, as far safe as possible, for the benefit of all. You know, Power Hour is a very unique thing because of what they give you. They give you not just the Paul Revere information. They also give you ways to support your brain. One of the big things is your brain health, and curcumin as an anti-inflammatory antioxidant has great benefits for brain health. I use it all the time. Omega-3 fatty acids, I'm big on that. Vitamin C. Actually, I've been making my own little concoctions, and they're very nice. So you make your own quinine by taking the peels from grapefruit, covering them with water, and cooking them for 2 hours at simmer. Leave the lid on so it doesn't evaporate away. And you take the juice out of that. And you drink it. That was the whole thing about a gin and tonic. You made your own tonic water. And I find it very, very refreshing. The big thing is, of course, it doesn't have 10 tons of sugar put in it, like all the juice companies put. So you cut that poison out of your body. But it's very, very nice. And I try to save my rinds and use them for that. It's just grapefruit can react with drugs and stuff, so be very careful. We also have lithium orotate to balance your mood and ride the magic karma wave, making sure you get enough magnesium. And you get 10% off for the rest of June of curcumin, super krill oil, purely C, lithium orotate, and Intracal. Very, very important things to add to your body. The disc is out for the Victory of State Sovereignty by Sheriff Mack, a pocket constitution. Check the Power Mall for that. Purely C bulk powder, 120 grams. Zeotrex, one fluid ounce from Dr. Group. It's a blend of powerful herbs, zeolites, and iodine. When I was listening to Daniel do one of the commercials, I just figured, you know, maybe Power Hour should have something like the old fogey pack, as he was talking about things to help your eyes, and there's so many other things to help us as we get older. That, you know, put them all in one little box there to make sure in our golden years things go well. OxyLift 1 ounce, backed by popular demand. And we have Healthy Balance, Tranquil 90 tablets for anti-anxiety. The truth, I think, is anti-anxiety for me because there's the short-term truth and the long-term truth. And generally, we're into the long-term truth. Tranquil 90 tablets. OptiVita Vitamin D, 2000 IU, 60 non-GMO plant cellulose capsules. Astaxanthin, again, 90 caps, I use that too. Essential Digestive Plus, Hyzorb Q10, very important for heart health. And when the evil big pharmas give you a lot of these cardiac drugs, they take away the CoQ10 out of your body, and it's a good thing to put it back. Venezuela on the brink of famine with fuel too scarce to sow cows. So it's our crops. It's amazing how an oil-rich nation like Venezuela can be short of fuel. But it's just showing you the karma of America's been doing everything humanly possible to knock Venezuela to the ground. The karma's back. This is why it is so important. When you put out negative energy or negative power, especially for corporate dominance or money, you're basically shooting yourself in the foot. It comes back to get you because we can't go against what God wants. God loves all of us, and segregating us into our little groups and saying, oh, this one's evil, we're going to tear it apart. No, 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 that's not the love message. What we should be doing to our fellows in Venezuela is helping them out through love. And maybe they'll appreciate us for that and come on side with some of the things we want. COVID is back in Beijing, maybe, or maybe they turned up to 5G. I don't think we can believe anything or anyone when it comes to about what really happened with this or what is happening with this or what will happen with this, except this was one of the biggest global mind screws ever. Taiwan scrambles to ready for influx from Hong Kong protests. Well, there's people that know getting out of Dodge. Turkish court sentences U.S. consulate employee to jail. I'm not too happy about what's going on in Turkey. Erdogan seems to be, evil incorporated. He's quite content to chop up Syria and take his share and doesn't really give a damn about all the people that are collateral damage. Trump authorizes sanctions over ICC Afghanistan war crimes case. Well, to be perfectly honest with you, war is a crime, period. And not that I'm into the general communist influences of a lot of these international bodies, but by and large, we are not without sin either. And it's probably a whole lot better we deal with it on our own and accept it, take responsibility for it, and correct it on our own. When we balkanize crimes, you just see things similar to like cities with their police departments. Crimes are committed against the people, swept under the rug, corruption, things go wrong. And then something blows up. So take the pot off the stove, do it yourself. If someone's screwed up, take responsibility, deal with them. Tulsa police reveal body cam of officers handcuffing black teens for jaywalking. Well, there's one of those things where being a peace officer is a whole lot better than being a police officer. Where my point of thing with that would be is, you're coming down the street, you see the jaywalkers, and, say, don't make me take you across the street like you're an old lady or something like that. Just get off the street, please. Instead of making a big issue out of something. Miami Beach open after 3 months. See, they should have had riots on the beach and they could have been open a whole lot sooner. But I think the riots just show us this has been a whole pile of crap from top to bottom about this social distancing. You've got angry mobs everywhere and it doesn't matter and nothing's going to change to make the disease turn into a pandemic at all. The only thing that made it a pandemic was people falsely signing death certificates. President threatens to sue CNN over poll. Well, that's almost a waste of time because CNN is probably one of the biggest intelligence agencies domestically. But they lie. They lie about everything. Part of it is you have to realize they lie. So if you were in a place where there's a habitual liar, why would you listen? Why would you go to them for advice? Why do you turn them on? You change the channel. That used to be my big line at that channel. Change the channel to that channel. Because we're cast from a different mold. Virus, second wave, spook stocks. Well, knowing that in advance with the short selling, the algorithms, the ups and the downs, makes a ton of money for these companies. So I don't think there's anything. We react to this, but I think they're making money on the ups, the downs, and everything in between. So I don't even tend to really follow about it because I'm not in the stock market. And, it's really not something I would want to be in. It's just like a giant gambling casino. I don't go to those things either. Fed warns of uncertain path. Well, yes, it is a very uncertain path. So many people have just been burned out of any reality or any life or any possibility of a life. It's just scandalous that we could let this happen. I said that when this started. I just said, imagine that. If someone would have told you, even if they would have told me, they said, we would conquer the United States of America. Not just with a sneeze, but with the fear of a sneeze. I would have thought you were mad. I would think I was mad. But that's what happened. And that's why I always keep referring to Marshall McLuhan. World War III will be a guerrilla information war with no distinction between the various forces, military and civilian. So we're on the civilian side. We're actively involved in this World War III by knowing and understanding Amazon deforestation soars amid pandemic lockdown. These people are desperate. And what a terrible thing, because all these greenies want trees and their global warming and greenhouse this and that. It just burns me that we take the living creatures, even the trees, and just abuse them and destroy them when they're our life essence. We should be planting them, not ripping them up. Amazon holds use of racist facial recognition software by police. Well, this is a cat called Black Ear. The cat called the kettle calling the pot black because...
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Okay, Power Hour Nation. We're back, and I guess I'm back. I'm doing this from a cell phone in paradise, and my head was getting hot, so I moved my phone, and it looks like I moved it in the wrong direction, and a lot of our audio cut out, which is a shame because we were going through the Power Hour news. I don't know exactly where it cut out. But, you know, where I left off when I was told about this is Amazon halts use of racist facial recognition by police. And Amazon's probably one of the biggest companies to spy on me through my computers when I see who's peeking. And they're part of the military-industrial complex. It's terrible. And the U.S. Army has their new hypersonic missile. And that's just, you know, kind of like muscle men on the beach showing off. We got to get away from war and missiles and threatening and things like that. It's just terrible. Croatia suspends 5G. Well, that's great because then my head won't heat up as much as it has been. And we get away from all these effects on our bodies. Zuckerberg neutrality sparks internal Facebook because Trump said things. You know, we have freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is important. It's a First Amendment issue. And when you say something stupid, people will know it's stupid. And you're your own censor. That's part of being free. You don't need Big Brother government to tell you how to think. Scientists grow model human embryos. That is terrible. They say they destroy them after a certain period of time. But, you know, isn't that almost like murder in a way? But what if they don't? And I think for a long period of time, they haven't been. And maybe that's why we have people that have never known each other that are identical twins walking around, because they haven't. How does kale fight cancer? Now, that's something that's a long little piece here, but I would tell you to go to Power Hour News and look at this, because cancer is such an evil, evil thing, and really get on top of that. Anyway, I hear the music. We're coming up for a break. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froing. Joining us on the other side of the hour will be Hugh Riley. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power.